couple of things to get through now, which are all events-based, and these are very positive. We're running out of a bit of time, so we'll have to dash. But first of all, the weekend just gone, we had some very crazy people who decided to wear very little clothing, although some were wearing a lot more than others, I have to say, and running to a very cold sea, and then running along the coast, and get on bikes, and crazy people. This is, of course, talking about the triathlon, which on the Orella Costa.
It was a good success, and there were over 200 participants. I was freezing watching them jumping into the sea, but it was quite exciting, and it's nice to have these kind of events here on the coast.
Yeah, and one of the teams which you mentioned from Orella are also appearing on the 1st of June as part of another event, which is that we know that the Pink Ladies are having a walk on that day as well, and then the Solidarity Run, which is where these athletes are taking place as well, taking part as well, and then they're going to be donating any leftover funds towards the Pink Ladies. But also this week we've learnt of another group who are hoping to get involved in that day on the 1st of June, which is quite interesting because they're based in Torrevieja, and they've been working for some years now and growing steadily and getting loads of gold medals, and they're also a little bit frightening because it's a judo club from Torrevieja. Now they want to get involved because they want to spread and try and get a group together on the Orella Costa.
Yes, as far as I know, I think they have something in Pilar or San Pedro as well, so they are already quite known. And well, I would be pleased because I think that it's very good and very important to have offers for youngsters where they can do some sports, different kind of sports activities. So when they contacted us, we have invited them to be present on the 1st of June on the Pink Ladies Day, saying, well, why don't you just come along there to the Esplanade of Playa Flamenca, present yourself and try to get members in the Orihuela Costa area as well. And obviously then we would see if we can locate them somewhere where they could practice their sport and offer courses, offer lessons, etc. And I think that is a good thing.
Yeah, and as part of a martial art, I was talking to somebody involved only yesterday, funny enough, and we're going to do a little bit of a feature in the paper on Monday just to give a bit of an overview of what they do. But this group takes on children as young as 3 years of age.
Yes.
That is quite frightening to be approached by a three-year-old who's a judo expert.
Who then makes ching-chong and you fall down.
Yeah. But the whole point is, I mean, that of these martial arts, they instill discipline and control and management, and it's all about positive thinking and mindset. And as well, of course, there's the element of defense and self-defense involved as well. But all of the elements that things like judo, martial arts instill in people are really the foundations of a better life in the future. All of these things, like discipline and respect. So the fact that the three-year-old, although it seems very frightening at first, it's actually a really good thing.
It is a really good thing. My own children, who are now 25 and 27, 26 and 20, back in Germany, when we used to live in Germany and they were very little, they actually went to judo classes as well. Mm-hmm. And they loved it, and it was good for their self-estimation, but also, as you say, very good for the discipline. My son was quite a wild child, and there he had to learn as well to control himself and to look for the rules. And, you know, they have all these you say ritual in German?
Rituals,
They have these rituals, and that is, I think, very important because it gives the children a certain kind of support and not being able to do, well, just we jump around and we kick each other. They are rules to rules to be considered, and they loved it, and so I think it's something which really should be promoted.
Yeah, and hopefully then on the 1st of June they will be there. They hope to give a little bit of display, and they were there handing out leaflets and seeing what interest they've got on the Orella Costa, and hopefully you'll get behind them and give them a place to practice.
Yeah, we are looking with the education department, because you know we have the reading point up there, that building where there is also a room with mirrors and etc. So we see how the legal base is to eventually make some kind of agreement or whatsoever, so that they could have some facilities.
Okay, well, fantastic. We'll look forward to that. This coming weekend, a British Legion event.
Yes, British Legion at the Esplanade of Playa Flamenca, where we have something going on every Sunday at the moment. They start, I think, the march, the parade starts at 12:30. Well, 12, they are very punctual variant time, so I have to be there at 12 o'clock, yes. And it will certainly be a nice event as well. They have lots of entertainment and charity stalls, etc. So we look forward to that as well.
Okay. Now, Summertime, this is fresh off the press, as it were, an event which you can now confirm on the 30th of July until the 3rd of August. What's this?
Yes, there will be
the Mariners.
Mariners Market, which is something similar to the medieval market, but dressed in a different way, as the name already says. We had it last year as well. I think last year it was on the Esplanade in Playa Flamenca. This year it will take place down in Campo Amor, in at the beach, well, not at, but near the beach of La Glea. When you reach the main beach by driving down the hill, towards the right, when you go towards the bridge right, the first street, it's actually called Street of Rio Nacimiento. But it can be seen from the Paseo Marítimo and from the beach, so it will take place there.
Okay.
And I think that's a nice location as well, a location which gives them also the possibility to make some sales, because that's what those people are there for.
Yeah.
But also to have good publicity, because many people go to the beach and will be able to see it. And also to not make everything always on the same place, because other areas like Campo Amor, for example, they complain and say, why is it always taking place in Playa Flamenca?
Yeah.
So they are right as well. We have a large municipality, and the events that we do organize, it's good sometimes to change. Of course, a lot of them do take place in Playa Flamenca, because that's an ideal square and place. Not a lot of parkings, well, you can't have it all. But this market especially will take place down there in Campo Amor.
Okay, and as you say, it's pretty much like the medieval market, where people are dressed differently, so there'll still be lots of crafts there and lots of exhibitions and different market stalls, etc. So it's really an event to look forward to at the end of July.
And for September, we would like to plan a Mercadillo Artesano, handcraft, but not things bought somewhere. Really, what I'm looking into to have stalls which in fact do produce their own things, and a few of them also produce them then on the spot, which I think will be quite interesting as well, and makes a change.
And some of these have been going around some of the smaller places for the past year or so as well, and becoming increasingly popular.
Yes.
As indeed has the green market.
Markets as well, yes. I would like to have a green market here on the coast as well. So these are different kinds of things which we look into to see for premises and see the legal base for it and how we can organise it. Of course, trying to organise it without that it does cost any money.
Of course, because you need to be keeping the budgets down.
There will be in the summer, again, July and August, the little tourist train in Campo Amor, which has nothing to do with the town hall, because that is financed by the communities and the associations and traders of Campo Amor. But they did it last year. It worked out very well. So I think it drives up to the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a good link as well for people who, for example, go to see the pubs and bars in Agua Marina to then take the little train, it's free of charge, down to that Mariner's Market.
Okay, well, that looks like it's going to be an excellent weekend. And that's the 30th of July to the 3rd of August, so one for our diaries. And next week is the last Wednesday of the month.
Yes.
The big plenary meeting. Anything that we should be looking out for?
At the moment,
Okay. We're, of course, getting close to the summer shutdown for, not shutdown completely, but, of course, an easing off of a lot of things in the town hall. So maybe things will start to ease off, because last month, as we said, was a very short meeting, very positive meeting, lots of things agreed. So who knows, this might be exactly the same.
Yes, I do hope so too.
But one way or another, we will find out next week when we talk to you once again. For now, Martina Jura, thank you for joining
us. Nice to be here.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.